So today we're diving into a fascinating paper about how much thinking actually helps large language models. It seems more isn't always better.
Exactly. This paper, titled Between Underthinking and Overthinking, empirically studies the relationship between reasoning length, measured in tokens, and the correctness of LLM answers. The core finding is that there's an optimal reasoning length for peak accuracy.
An optimal length? That's counterintuitive. We often assume throwing more tokens at a problem gives the model more room to figure things out.
Interesting. So, what were some of the key findings beyond the non-monotonic curve?
Several important things emerged. First, incorrect answers tended to be longer than correct ones. Often, the correct answer appeared within the shorter generated responses. Extending the reasoning beyond that point actually increased the risk of making mistakes.
That's fascinating. So the first correct answer is often the shortest?
Not always, but frequently. The study found that for a significant portion of the questions, one of the shortest generated answers was already correct. Forcing the model to keep thinking past that point introduced more opportunities for error.
And what about the difficulty of the questions? Did the optimal length change based on whether the question was easy or hard?
Yes, to some extent. The models seemed to stretch their reasoning a bit on relatively easy or medium difficulty questions. However, for the most difficult questions, there was no clear indication of a correct length, and the accuracy simply decreased as the reasoning chain grew longer. The model couldn't effectively optimize its reasoning length in those cases.
What about the model's confidence? Did that correlate with accuracy and length?
They looked at perplexity as a measure of confidence. For easier questions, lower perplexity, higher confidence, generally correlated with correct answers. But for the hardest questions, that consistent decrease in perplexity wasn't always observed, further suggesting that extending the reasoning didn't necessarily improve accuracy.
So, what are the practical takeaways from this? How can we actually use this information when working with LLMs?
The paper suggests two main practices. First, short first. Start with a concise answer and only extend the reasoning if genuinely needed. Second, aware length stopping. Weaken or discard reasoning chains that are unusually long during self-consistency processes.
Those seem like very useful strategies. Did the paper have any limitations?
Yes, the authors acknowledge a few. The primary limitation is the use of relatively small models and limited data sets. Also, the way they categorize the difficulty of the problems could introduce some inherent bias.
Right. Smaller models might behave differently than the massive ones we're seeing now.
Precisely. But despite those limitations, the central message remains valuable. Don't automatically equate more tokens with better reasoning. Focus on clean logic and only extend the reasoning when it demonstrably adds value. Paying for tokens should be about paying for effective reasoning, not just more of it.